Does the Affordable Care Act have a plan B if the Supreme Court strikes down the federal exchange system and ends subsidies for millions of people already enrolled? A lawsuit that made it all the way to the high court, originally considered clever and novel by supporters and technical and exasperating by critics, has all of Washington a little fearful of how things could turn out. Democrats are scared of the chaos, but Republicans are scared that they will be blamed for it all, even Republicans who have spent years campaigning against so-called Obamacare. Here's Republican Senator John Cornyn.
If the Supreme Court strikes down these health benefits for these millions of people, almost a million in Texas, then they're going to need an off-ramp.
Republicans, it turns out, do have a plan B or some kind of off-ramp here. For a look at it is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So what exit are they going to get off at, Todd?
John, it's completely unclear. Do they have a plan B? They say they're formulating one in the back rooms. They'll roll it out if and when the court rules to invalidate Obamacare subsidies in 34 states. Look, Republicans would love to have a situation where Obamacare sort of gets a thread pulled on the sweater, right, and unravels before the country. But that's not necessarily a good option for them because there are millions of people who all of a sudden wouldn't be getting any help to pay for their insurance. That's a major political liability. You can see the dilemma here. Listen to Dick Durbin, Democratic Assistant Majority Leader of the Senate. He says, look, all of this is really, really easy. The Supreme Court is ruling on these narrow six little words. It'd be pretty easy to fix it. Listen to Durbin.
In the unlikely event that the court rules otherwise, we have several options. The obvious option is to sit down like grown-ups and fix the problem with one sentence, which we can do. Or we can find ourselves languishing in a debate over the future of the Affordable Care Act, and millions of Americans may lose their coverage.
I was down in Washington last week trying to gauge what people think about how the court's going to rule. It does seem unlikely that the court would rule against the Affordable Care Act. What buzz are you getting, Todd?
Yeah, it seems unlikely when you talk to a lot of the experts who talk about textualism and the plain reading of the statute and all those legal things. But you got to be prepared because of the millions and millions of people who are affected and the political implications of Obamacare, the fights they've had over the last many years, making this their central issue in their political campaigns, and what happens if it all goes away overnight. It's pretty important. Listen to Tom Rooney. He's a conservative Republican from Florida. And I asked him, look, one thing that Republicans could do is just vote to extend the subsidies for a little while. There are senators, lots of senators say they're hatching a plan to have temporary subsidies. And I said to Rooney, hey, how many Republicans won't vote for anything to extend any part of Obamacare, no matter what, because it's Obamacare?
A lot. I mean, I think that you're going to have like 40 to 50 Republicans who will absolutely think that trying to legislate in any way that's not absolute is somehow an affront of their principles.
Now, Rooney is talking about 40 or 50 Republicans in the House, not the Senate, right?
Well, that's right. But both of those things are key because, as you know, you need to get consensus in both of those bodies. And you have Democrats who don't want to go along with any gutting of the policy. So let's get down to what they could do. They could vote to extend some of the subsidies. Republicans are going to want a price. They're probably not going to say, there's an election coming up, so let's just extend things for now and we'll fight it out again in 2016. That's not going to fly with a lot of Republicans. And I think it's easy to see why. So they could temporarily extend some subsidies, and Republicans want something in exchange. John, today the House is going to vote to repeal the medical device tax. They've done that before. It's never passed the Senate. That could be one bargaining chip for sure. Another part is the mandates in Obamacare. The individual mandate, the part that says individuals who don't have health insurance have to get it and they can get it on the exchange, that's not going anywhere. If that goes away, Obamacare dies. But there's an employer mandate that says that employers of a certain size have to offer health insurance. And it does seem like a lot of Democrats might be willing to deal that away if it preserves subsidies, if the Supreme Court invalidates them. So you can look there. You can look at some of the other taxes as well. But finding the right mix of what to deal away and getting Republicans to actually vote for anything that could be construed by conservatives to not be killing Obamacare, not easy. Listen to John McCain here. Now, you think of him as the national security guy, but he's been around a long time, and he has some healthcare fights under his belt, the Patients' Bill of Rights. So I asked him, as a guy who's fought healthcare in the Republican Senate before, what's the situation with actually finding a consensus on what to do?
We have to. We have to, and we haven't yet.
Why haven't you yet?
I just think there's very disparate views. I've been told that Senator Cruz wants to have nothing to do with anything associated with the Affordable Care Act. I think there's others that want to repair it. There's others that... So we're going to have a Republican conference and all of us work together.
An exasperated old guard there in the GOP as everyone contemplates the outcome of the Affordable Care Act case. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.